With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President-elect Trump is filling key posts in his second administration, and it's shaping up much differently than his first. Speaking with Salem Radio Network, American Enterprise Institute commentator Matt Continetti says Mr. Trump is appointing nominees who are not fixated on power.
This time, he wants to put in people that he trusts, people who have also had adverse experiences with those agencies, and he wants to exert his control over them. So if they make it through confirmation, I think it'll be a very different Trump administration the second time around, one where the president is much more in charge of his cabinet.
Also at SRNnews.com, the head of NATO and President-elect Trump meet for talks on global security.
The military alliance said in a brief statement on Saturday that NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte and Trump met on Friday in Palm Beach, Florida. It said they discussed the range of global security issues facing the alliance, but gave no further details. It appeared to be Rutte's first meeting with Trump since his November 5 election victory. NATO said Rutte and his team also met Trump's pick as national security advisor, Republican Michael Waltz, and other members of the president-elect's national security team. Rutte took over at the helm of NATO in October. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Members of the Senate make a deal on the confirmation of federal judges. Republicans will allow Democrats to move forward with votes on several nominees to federal district courts. In exchange, Democrats will not pursue confirmation on four appellate nominations, leaving them to be filled by incoming President Trump. Forecasters are warning of another round of winter weather that could complicate travel leading up to Thanksgiving. California is bracing for more snow and rain while grappling with some flooding and small landslides from a previous storm. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are going on sale. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Sotheby's will auction off a 1,500-year-old copy of the Decalogue cut into stone, which was first discovered during an excavation more than a century ago. The 115-pound tablet is believed to be the oldest known example of the complete Ten Commandments carved in stone. Sotheby's predicts it will fetch between $1 and $2 million when it goes up for bids next month. Experts believe the tablet was carved in Samaria. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, spiritual leader of the Global Anglican Communion, says he will wrap up his official duties in early January amid an abuse scandal in the Church of England. He resigned last week after an investigation found he failed to tell police about physical and sexual abuse by a volunteer at Christian summer camps as soon as he became aware of it. This is SRN News. 32 U.S. students are selected to attend the University of Oxford.
It's part of the prestigious Rhodes Scholar Program. In the coming year, among an international class representing more than 70 nations. The 32 recipients are from 19 states, and the District of Columbia represent 20 U.S. colleges and universities. The scholarship will cover all expenses at the Stoyd University in Oxford, England. Scholars will pursue graduate degrees in subjects ranging from social sciences and humanities to biological and physical sciences. John Scott reported.
A condiments food company is recalling a type of tortilla strip possibly contaminated with wheat. Sugar Foods issued the recall for the Santa Fe-style package of tortilla strips branded as gluten-free and sold by the brand Fresh Gourmet. Packages of the tortilla strips with an expiration date as late as June 2025 may have undeclared wheat. More at SRNnews.com.